This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Looks like we have another exciting opportunity to commune with nature and you on the DJV experience with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. That is Horn, Shillin, and Killin. Victoria.
Close enough, but okay.
Yeah, that's a strange boy.
I just wanted to make it sort of rhyme. Okay, never mind. Here we go. Into the entertainment world. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. In case you didn't know or recognize, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am, doing what comes naturally, focusing on how to find something good in the Grammys. And I'm not sure, I guess for the winners it was good, for people who enjoyed the program, but the ratings were down 24%. So that's got to tell you something about what is going on. So let me deal with speculators who suggest that it's because the music business is falling apart. I don't agree with that at all. I think the music industry has a lot of focus on streaming. I think that there are good people in music who are creative. I think you can make an argument with Pandora and Spotify and all the various ways of downloading it. Don't you all have... So I remember when the iPod came in, that really sort of piqued interest in how you could create your own sort of individual radio station almost. So that happened too with Pandora to an extent, Spotify. Don't you think that that was a way of bringing more focus, not less, into the music world? And it didn't really take people away. The music radio stations have not seen radio in general. Maybe it's because of the strength of talk and conversation on the air, because that's the number one format. But still, 200 and what is it, Jennifer? 93 million people a week listen to the radio, more than watch television, more than listen to any of these things that are online.
For all the experts who try to say radio is dead, I think it's 98% of the American public, some really high number,
pays attention.
In the 90 percentile, listens or has some interaction with traditional radio every single week. That's a huge number.
Do we think that the drop in viewers is because it was just a lousy show, or because the people who are watching it are younger, Kara, Victoria, or anybody that's under 40, Jennifer is still there by a week or so.
Thank you. I don't think it has anything to do with the show itself. I think people are going to have to start reporting the numbers in a new way, because the Grammys are aimed at a younger millennial audience, and millennials don't have cable TV anymore. The numbers are, look into it. The numbers are there. They've cut the cord.
Are millennials really into award shows? See, I felt watching the Grammys, and I tried for about, 15 minutes. Nothing about the Grammy telecast was meant for me, including even the music genre that I love. I love country music, and what they put up as country music was horrible. Yeah. I like pop, and I like R&B. What they put up was horrible. The best performance of the night that I saw, in my estimation, was Elton John and Miley Cyrus, which is something that is not necessarily put up for millennials or for the crowd at this award show. Plus, then you add into it all of the political slant and the overwhelming Me Too stuff from an industry that it's proven. USC did a study just about a week ago saying that 90% of Grammy Award nominees and winners were male. And you're going to sit up there and talk to me about the Me Too movement? I think people are tired of the hypocrisy. And then the millennials that want to see this kind of stuff, well, they're not maybe watching Victoria's Right. They're not watching it on traditional television. So either they need to adjust the award show and make it for someone who still pays for cable, or they need to maybe come up with something different. Maybe it's an online format. Who knows? Whatever it is, to bring in their target audience.
I don't know if I've ever really fit into it. I've never really been an award show person. I found, when I was still in school, they're always on Sunday nights. They're hours and hours. And being on the East Coast, they go until like 10:30, 11 p.m. And so what's the point? I mean, you stay up and watch the first half, and then you miss the biggest awards of the night because you have to go to bed. And I don't know. I found that every every movie award show, every TV one, every music one, they're all kind of the same. And the music ones have, like, a season where one the Grammys happen, and then, like, all of them seem to happen, like, every few weeks. And so you've got the Billboard Awards and the AMAs and all of these different ones, and it's, like, the same people are awarded every time. It just gets kind of boring after a while. So I don't know what the solution is, because I like most of the artists who were nominated and awarded, but I didn't really even have an interest in watching. I just checked it out.
And you're in the demo.
Yeah, and right. I just kind of look at it on Twitter. I looked at the outfits on Instagram, or I looked them up myself on the, just on Google. I don't know. I just kind of looked up the award winners on Twitter, and that was it.
And that's how most people participate in these award shows now. Yeah. You know, so that's why they need to. They can't have it's just inaccurate reporting to say, oh, it's down 24%. Well, it might be, but you have to explain. And I don't mean you, Doug, but I mean whoever's behind the reporting.
I brought that information to you so that we could discuss it, because I'm not sure. There's a tilt here that also isn't fair, aimed at radio. Jennifer spoke to it. I speak to it. I'm a career radio guy, so I'm always going to take the side of radio. And I will tell you that the one radio station that I listened to that played music in Los Angeles is gone now, because of selling and buying stations and what goes on there. The reason that I listened to the radio station, and it didn't really play, it played some of my music, but the people who were on the air actually had a brain. They actually talked about the artists. They talked about the music. They talked about relevant stuff. They were jocks cut from my era when I was a jock, back in the 60s and 70s, and the radio station really didn't have, I would say, the right, for lack of a better, it would seem to those who are in the radio business, the station didn't really justify with its presence the ratings that it got. And all these dunderheads, these people that run these radio groups, they don't get it.
Well,
the
I'll
people who are listening to the radio stations are telling you something. Get those damn card readers off the air and put people on the air, even if they're syndicated, that know something about the music and can talk to people about what is important to them.
It's a really good point. I watched this with the cable industry, and for years and years and years, cable used to say, well, we're going to compete with DirecTV and with Dish Network, right? We're going to compete with satellite providers by adapting their formula, because if it's working for them, we might as well adapt it. Instead of playing up the local feel of cable actually being the one company that could provide you with, like, local feelings and being in the community and participating in community events, instead of playing up what made them special, they just tried to adapt the model of satellite. And what radio is doing is the exact same thing. They're trying to adapt the model of music streaming services, where people can actually tailor-make playlists for themselves. And radio is never going to compete with that. Sorry. So what does radio have that your streaming service doesn't? And that is someone talking to you, telling you about the weather, telling you about traffic, telling you about the music, having a little fun, making you laugh. And it seems that radio has gone in the opposite direction of that. Say, oh, we don't want anybody to talk because it's going to compete with whatever they're using. They're streaming on their Amazon Prime list or whatever they're using at the time, or whatever Spotify service they're using. It's so dumb. Play up your strength, and a lot of people don't seem to want to do that. It's very.
The number one radio stations in New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Washington are people who have bad voices, but have characteristics that people want. Bill Handel is an example here in Los Angeles. He does his presentation on his radio program is pretty much identical to the way we present conversation. Different kind of characters are on the air with him, but he has a way. And frankly, Jennifer, who does a morning show here, and I was talking to somebody about you the other day, somebody who listens to you, can't stand your co-host, and that's understandable. And I'm not expecting you're going to agree with that, but I just find it very interesting that people are gravitating to you because you have something to say, you are obviously very smart, you have an appeal to people who may not even agree with you, but they like listening to your voice or your sense of humor or whatever. I mean, dude, that's why I have you on this program, other than the fact that I love you and we've been friends and together and family for decades. But there's something there. The rise in your star and people listening to that radio station, and frankly, it has normally the other, it's the talk alternative here to the station that Handel is on. And the only show that does anything that attracts an audience is the show that you're doing against Handel. And it just, what I'm trying to say here is that there's an old formula that works. And the idea of having people who are friendly conversationalists, there's something in your head. People gravitate to that. They like to. We see stuff all the time as I now prepare to go into the world of Twitter very dangerously, more actively than I ever have. I'm reading some of this stuff.
Watch out, Trump, Doug. He's on the loose.
Yeah.
You thought his thumbs were wild. We haven't even seen Doug's thumbs yet.
Anyway, I don't want to belabor the point. It's just, it seems silly. It was interesting. The second most popular station in Boston is one of the two sports stations. And they've fallen into it. It belongs to this big new company that bought out CBS called Entercom. And yesterday they were trying to figure out what to do because basically Tom, what's his face?
Brady.
Told them to,
yeah.
Brady told them to stuff it because one of the guys in the air called his daughter a little, an annoying little piss ant.
Yeah.
And
ridiculous. After he's called that show every week for years.
Yeah.
Dope.
It's 19 past the hour, DJ V show. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now, a little DJV action when it comes to entertainment. C, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria, and O for Omarosa. I'm going to say Amarosa, but it's Omarosa,
Omarosa.
Right?
Oh,
Omarosa.
Yeah.
All right, so she's, this woman is, you can't, Jennifer was just telling the story off
she's
the air.
She's a survivor, let's just say that.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, like a cockroach?
Yeah. I was telling you the story during the summer last July. I got to go to the White House, and I was doing a radio program from there, and I got to stick around a little longer than I thought I was going to, and that was good, because I wanted to catch a glimpse of the president, and the prime minister, I believe, or the president of Lebanon was arriving, and so they cleared everybody off the driveway, and I happened to be standing next to Omarosa, who had two women with her, and as this guy pulls up, you see Trump come out to the doorway, and so everybody's kind of taking pictures. I was, certainly, but Omarosa just screams, "There he is!" and gets her camera out and starts recording the president. Now, she's supposed to have, I mean, she was working in the White House at this time. It was odd that
an employee
at the White House was fangirling it up like that in the middle of everyone. It was very, very strange.
I always thought she came across being kind of clueless, and there's another example of it. So anyway, she's been hired to do a reality TV show. Now, Celebrity Big Brother. Good God, another one of these things? So what is she doing on that show? Is she's not the Big Brother.
No, but they all live in a house. It's like celebrities all living in a house together. I haven't watched Big Brother in so long. I don't even know if they compete or how. I know people get voted out of the house.
The cameras are on all the time in the house. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. The
basically.
Point. Big Brother's always watching. Yeah.
Right. And so they edited it down to make them look as silly as possible or as unattractive as possible. So who's in...
Oh, she'll be the villain. No matter where she goes, she'll always be the villain, and she plays right into it.
Sugar Ray singer Mark McGrath, American Pie actress Shannon Elizabeth, NBA star Meta World Peace, huh? RuPaul's Drag Race judge and TV personality Ross Matthews. Who are any of these people?
Well, these are some C-list kind of stars. Yeah, Ross Matthews are the ones that are on, I think, on reality shows all the time, whether it's the celebrity weight loss shows or whatever it is.
These guys have pulled up before. Some of these other supposedly celebrities. I never heard of any of these people. So, all right, so that's good for her. Good luck to her, one way or the other. The conversation in music here, focusing on Neil Diamond. Last week, you remember, we talked about him having Parkinson's and saying he was going to finish. As a matter of fact, he's done. He had concerts scheduled for Australia and New Zealand, but they have been canceled. So apparently a lot of his fans have started a GoFundMe page for Parkinson's disease, or they've gone to some of the Parkinson's charities. And so Diamond said, "This makes me smile. Thank you very much to everybody for your outpouring of love and support. It does make a difference." His wife also wrote, quote, "I've received a bunch of messages from people who are donating their ticket refunds to good causes, Parkinson's research, animal rescue groups, fire victim funds, and that sort of thing." She tweeted, "My heart's so full of joy to see this silver lining, faith in humanity restored. Thank you." He's 77, so, you know, it's not unheard of for people who are in their late 70s to come down with Parkinson's, for sure.
Sad.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I think he's further along. I think he's got more of a problem than he's letting on, frankly.
Yeah, if he had to cancel immediately, it does sound that way.
Right, yeah. So, he's had quite a career, though. He's been around for 50 years plus. He had a great release last year, the box set of his 50th anniversary. Listen, all this great music. He's got dozens and dozens of hit songs. So wish him well, and if you feel to, give to some of these Parkinson research groups. Not a bad idea in his name. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We feel it.
The Geek Out. You probably definitely saw the multiple videos on social media that captured the moment a meteor fell above Michigan in January. In a matter of days after, hunters of space rocks descended on Hamburg Township, Michigan, and within 15 minutes, the first fragment of the meteor, about the size of a pecan, was found. Now, this is what I didn't know. There's actually a market for meteors. A consultant to Christie's Auction House is offering $20,000 per kilo of this meteor. Who knew? But meteors are rare, and when you think about it, they do, after all, come from outer space, and that's always cool. I've got more about the Michigan Space Rock on my Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Stables wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Stables. Less mess equals more success.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad is sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Before half the hour now on the DJB show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Kara talking about the biggest stories of every week. And if you go to the podcast, it's at djvshow.com. You can hear a conversation about who Caitlyn Jenner is paying off, that settlement conversation, a lot of conversation about chocolate and Valentine's Day, and stories about his story about a Texas inmate who escaped from jail and he didn't like being out, so he made sure he got caught and went back to jail. Woo-ah. Plus the conversations off the air that you never hear unless you listen to the podcast at djvshow.com. Here's a conversation. This is kind of one of those inside deals. I don't know how many people watch some of these programs or hear some of the interviews that are done with celebrities, because there are so many. The networks and the organizations that are trying to focus, they feed off of what these celebrities say. So Mark Ruffalo was asked by somebody on some show this week why more men are not speaking out about sexual misconduct. And he said, I think that's an important question. I think that they are afraid. What do you think of that? Men are afraid to speak out. That was what women said. Ruffalo went on to say that he thinks that there is a willingness from now some men in the industry to be more vocal, but they're also hesitant out of fear that they might not engage in the conversation in the right way. And I do think
Matt Damon.
I was going to say, I totally agree with him.
Yeah, I do too. I think that men don't know, I think some men don't know what to say, so they just have shut up about it, saying the wrong thing and then getting called out for it. I feel, frankly, honestly, in the conversations we've had here, every once in a while I bite my tongue because I don't want to be chastised by the three of you for saying something that you think is insensitive that I don't mean it to be, but you...
We got your back, wink, wink.
Yeah. Right.
I think it is true. I think a lot of men, and think about it, what a very male response it is. When you don't know what to say, how many men in your life, forget about sexual harassment, just in general, someone passes away, something gets tough, and men just sort of shrink into their shell a bit. And that doesn't happen with every guy. Some men are talkers, but yeah. I think it's a very male response to sort of back off and not say anything. And I actually applaud Mark Ruffalo, however we want to say his name, for being honest about saying, I think there's some confusion. I think as much as it's incredibly difficult to be a woman, I think it is also incredibly difficult to be a man in this day and age, a good man, because I think there are, you know, pressure to not overstep, and there is pressure not to offend, and so it is, it's a tough time watching what the gray area is with a lot of women.
So the focus on Woody Allen continues. There's Diane Keaton. Now, Alec Baldwin apparently has suggested that Dylan Farrow did not tell the truth about being abused by Woody Allen. I don't know what he knows on the inside or what he thinks he knows or what he's saying, because he didn't really explain what he said, and I don't even know the context in which it was said. But I think he's the type of fellow, and I don't know why I think this, but I don't know that he has a lot of credibility here. And I don't know that he's done anything that was wrong. I just don't. He's the kind of guy, because his blow off on Trump, I think, leads to a question of his own credibility or lack of buy. I think he's a good actor, and I think he's a good basic human being. He's taking all the money from what he makes doing the Match Game, giving it to some charity. That's okay. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. I just think sometimes you don't know all of the pieces of it. And I've learned the hard way. Sometimes I'd shoot my mouth off and not know all of the story, and I'd get called on the carpet. So I'm a little less likely to do that anymore. You know, I might make a few things up here and there, but I don't try to overexert my imagination. But I just think there's so much focus on this now. I think sometimes... And here's another. Look at this. Well, listen, the House is voting on a bill that would require sexual abuse allegations made by someone who is a minor or an athlete to be reported to the police immediately. And I wonder why that isn't done. Why do we need a law?
Well, that's what I was shocked about. This isn't already, already a thing.
Yeah.
That people can be held responsible for not reporting this to the police. I mean, I guess we know it's not, since it didn't happen at, was it Michigan State?
Larry Mettenhauser, yeah.
Yeah, where all of this stuff was reported and it just nothing happened.
So much more is coming out, too, about Michigan State. They they went to the police to try to keep their student-athletes out of the press and to get charges dropped. They're just...
I'm so tired.
So enabling,
this.
I know.
It's happened at so goes many on. Schools.
You know what? It's all of these damn schools.
Yeah.
How many of us were disgusted last year? We keep talking in the poster boy for this, of that guy that raped these kids and the judge gave him 3 months and then
Stanford
suspended the sentence.
And then Baylor, was it their entire football team was being protected by the coaches? I mean, it's just this huge ring of people who just for some reason feel like they can't
be touched.
They can't be touched.
And
the
actions of those who would touch them proves that, Kara. It proves
and it's crazy
that they're right.
Because in so many of these schools, they're college football players or college, just any athletes who are doing some of these things. And most of these people aren't even going to go forward to become professional athletes. They're just going to be coaches. They're just normal people who have to be athletes at schools. I don't understand why they're being protected.
No good reason for it.
Doesn't make any sense.
Long as we are talking about legislation, the Republicans have proposed dropping drug treatment from Medicaid. Not too sure. This is part of the Affordable Care Act, stripping away the what a lot of people who are for it say is essential coverage for drug addiction treatment. But you know what? There's another side to that. Jennifer, there's this whole thing, a ring here in Los Angeles that's been discovered in the last week or so.
Diamond.
Of Say again?
Ring's been discovered.
There's a ring of people that are running these drug treatment facilities in neighborhoods. They're buying up old homes, and there's an accusation that surfaced about sexual activity. These people, whatever their age, who are in these treatment centers and paying a lot of money to be there, or the government through insurance is paying a lot of money for them to be there, and there's all kinds of sexual predator stuff going on. They're not really being treated. They're just being housed. Mm-hmm. The government's paying $150 a day for people to be jammed into these. Some of these houses have 30.
It's like a halfway house.
Okay. Yes.
And people are using it, or they're charging at like a treatment center when it's really just kind of a halfway house.
So rather than throw, let me see if we can find some middle ground here. Rather than throw the baby out with the bathwater, there's a need. This is an important service. Because there is so much trouble with, you look at all the news on the opioid front or any number of drug and alcohol problems that are growing around the country at all ages. So there's a need for this treatment. But because there is a need, there is going to be vulnerability because there aren't a lot of rules and regulations on these things. So there are lots of abuses. And with that brings up, if this stuff is being abused, then we better cut the money out for it. I don't know that that's the right approach. I think perhaps the right approach might be to make sure that you have people doing this stuff. Certainly the government has got enough bureaucrats and regulators running all over the place like ants coming out of an anthill in areas where they aren't needed. Why not hire some of those people or get rid of some of them and put people on the job? Are they smart enough to figure that out? I don't know, but I know that I think these drug treatment facilities are needed, or let's say some good drug facilities. I'm a little more educated than the average person because my son educates me. He's a drug and alcohol rehab counselor here in Los Angeles. He says these places are assholes, that the treatment these people get is, there isn't any, really. And the stuff that the accusations that are flying around now, one guy owns 6 houses on a cul-de-sac. He just took over the cul-de-sac, bought every house that was there, and loaded them up with these people. And, the rent that's being charged is 6 times what the normal rent is because this is such a profitable business. They're doing nothing, and they're getting paid a lot of dough. So isn't it a better thing to fix the thing rather than throw out the program, I would think.
Well, I think it's not just, and that sounds like a horrific case there in Los Angeles or whatever those circumstances are, sounds terrible, but it's not just that would be removed. It's mental health services that are also included in Medicaid, and which a lot of people, there are Republicans who are against this, and especially in states that have, like West Virginia and Ohio, they're 2 of the hardest hit states with the opioid epidemic, and so they know that mental health and drug addiction go hand in hand. And so that's another part of eliminating that, puts all of the burden on the states. And so I think that they're going to have to figure out some sort of a middle ground on this.
Well,
because it's 1.3 million people are receiving mental health and drug addiction treatment right now under the Medicaid plan. So you don't just dump them out onto the street.
Well, but the other thing is that the drug companies ought to be funding this. Because the drug companies are responsible, at least that which is attached to the opioid trade.
I agree with you. They need to be taken to task for this. And in fact, yesterday I saw a story about how there is a small crackdown underway saying, look, you knew these drugs are addictive, yet you've been encouraging doctors to prescribe them. And the drug companies are getting a closer look. But we need to reform that before we try to figure out what we are and are not going to pay for, because the amount of abuse and corruption and just wasteful spending is ridiculous. It's just nuts.
So when we're looking or trying to understand what's going on, here's what the problem is, at least part of it. Here's the extent. A couple of these guys that have been sentenced to prison for possessing 100 pounds of fentanyl, that's enough fentanyl to kill everybody in New Jersey. And New York. Now, there are those people that would argue it might be a good idea, except for Victoria's mother and father.
Okay.
In New York. So, fentanyl, most people understand how powerful it is. more potent than morphine to the time. It's like 50 times more potent than heroin, morphine, all of this stuff. Just a quarter of a milligram will kill you. 45 kilos of this stuff seized, 18 million lethal doses. So these people that were sentenced to 10 years in prison, I think they should have been sentenced to prison for the rest of their lives. What kind of a message is, okay, 6 years for one guy, 10 years for another guy? No, that's not enough. You put them away and throw the key away.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. before. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time. We have a focus on Amazon, and they'll be the bad guys in that story. Plus, Apple, I think I'm neutral on that story. We'll get to both of them with Victoria Keelan and her expertise right after this.
The Geek Out.
It finally has happened. A news story about a drone doing good and not one about a drone peering in somebody's window. Down in Australia, a drone called the Little Ripper, which is designed to help spot sharks and alert lifeguards to their presence, was actually used this time to spot and rescue a pair of swimmers caught in dangerous rough seas. So the Little Ripper, which can fly on a single charge for 2.5 hours, used GPS and other tech to find the swimmers and then get this, deployed inflatable rafts. Swimmers saved. It is thought to be the world's first drone rescue operation, and certainly not the last. You can learn more about the story of drones doing good in our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
All right, so Amazon is going to get you again, it looks like. So if you are a big user of Amazon, it looks like Jeff Bezos is having a tough time because he only made $1 billion last month. So we got to up what the guy's worth. How are we going to do that?
Well, the cost of two-day shipping for Prime members is going to get a little more costly. They have announced that the monthly price of Prime membership is going up 20%, so from $10.99 to $12.99 a month. Now, the increase will appear in the Amazon's Manage Your Prime Membership page. You'll see that's where the notice is. And the thing is, this might be the right time. If you do find yourself using Prime, excuse me, and you do like the two-day shipping, the free two-day shipping, which comes with the membership, you might really want to think about upgrading to the yearly membership, which has not gone up in price. That is still $99 for the whole year. And, of course, that gives you all of the access to Prime Video, streaming, all of the shipping options. There's actually even more than two-day free shipping. There, in a lot of cases, depending on where you live, you get free one-day shipping. You also get Prime Now, which in certain cities gives you delivery of food and grocery items in less than 2 hours. So I've been a Prime member on the yearly end of it for a while now, and I definitely think that they might actually be pushing people towards that. It is still the better deal, especially if you're going up $2 a month. And $2 a month, doesn't sound like a lot, but that adds up. When we have Netflix and you've got all your streaming services and everything that keeps adding up in your monthly bills, going up $2, that's quite a hike.
That's a lot of money for Amazon, man.
It is.
Look at that.
It really is.
All right, Apple has a HomePod. It sounds like a song. E-I-E-I-O has finally gotten. This is something that a lot of people have been talking about. So now they're finally going to be able to get one of these puppies.
Well, you know, the HomePod, I don't know if you remember, but last year when everyone starts getting frenzied about holiday gifts and things like that, in September, Apple unveiled the iPhone X and they unveiled the HomePod. But the HomePod wasn't available for immediate sale. People were anxious to buy it for the holidays. It didn't happen. It's been delayed multiple times. Now it's another 2 months of delays. But they have finally announced that there is an on-sale date.
Finally?
It will arrive Friday, February 9th. It will actually arrive in stores. The challenging thing here is that it's already behind the eight ball with Sonos One, Amazon Echo, Google Home already has theirs.
Expensive? This thing is $349. Are those things that expensive?
No, they're not. The Amazon Echo is cheaper. The Echo Dot is even less expensive than that. That's the smaller version. Google Home, I think, is in the 200s. So for $349, this, to me, I don't really think this does a whole lot more than what you already have in your other options that are on the market. So it'll be interesting to see how things sell. Apple is struggling right now. The iPhone X, rumor has it that they will not be selling the iPhone X next year because it just didn't sell well, and probably because it was $1,100. And if the HomePod doesn't sell either for $349, that's a lot more expensive than the competitors. And if it doesn't offer a whole lot more, then Apple goes back to the drawing board.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going out of business, but you may not have the kind of gains that they've had with all the things that they sell. They ought to be a little more accommodating in their stores, too. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.